Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It is time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide is here. Did you manage to avoid getting hit by lightning on the way in?
I did. No lightning, just a torrential rain.
Round two of thunderstorms are coming through. Before we meet our guest today, we do have a couple of events to talk about.
We do. We've got our Dine and Discuss series coming up. We've got one on occupational health services on June 7th. We also have one on colorectal surgery with Craig Collins and also diverticulitis, which I think will be really important for people, and colorectal cancer. That date has changed since the magazine came out in Thrive, so I encourage people to go to the website for June 14th at the Country Club in Geneva. And then we're doing something at our joint center. We have incredible joint centers. People know, both hip and knee joint commission certified. People have incredible good patient experiences. People wish they had come before. We've just talked about that recently. Even we've got one about the joint center taking place in Clifton Springs, and also one about hernias with Dr. Ilko, one of our new general surgeons. So we are thrilled to have all these going on. Check our website, and the season has begun.
You mentioned the Thrive magazine. I was looking at my copy at home the other day, and there was a pictures of a whole bunch of providers. So I was going through figuring out which ones I've had on the show. I was like, I know this one, this one, this one, this. Most of them, but there's still a few you haven't rounded
still
up yet.
A few. So any special requests, I'll get them here.
All right.
And I'm so happy that we always do bring fantastic guests. I have a plethora of people to be able to select from, very talented, capable experts in their field.
And can I just interrupt real quick just before you, because I just thought of this before you introduce our guest, is congratulations to Kimberly Alacqua on her promotion to a new position.
Thank you. And may I share this? Kimberly Alacqua, not only new position, but this year she was also recognized at our employee recognition dinner as one of two leadership, the James J. Dooley Leadership Award. We give it to a manager direct career.
All right.
So Dr. Matt Talbot from our emergency department, who everyone I know feels absolutely thrilled to have, be able to celebrate that. And then also Kim was recognized for a lot of her work with our website this year and some other things. So
all right.
Shout out.
She fills in occasionally, and I think she kind of dreads it, actually, to be truth told.
She loves it. She sucks it up and does it. She's a good egg.
She sure is. All right. Now, that just popped into my head, so go ahead.
Thank you. She will love that. And I am happy to share today that we are with Sarah Clayson. Sarah Clayson is our nurse educator. She has joined us, I want to say I'm in the 3-year range of how long she's been with us. She's going to talk a little about her background. How did she get there? Sort of her clinical nursing practice and other things that led her on this path to really become a person who is the literal at the center of all the education. You can only imagine when you think about, you know, how many tenfold times medical knowledge changes in any given year.
Yeah.
To keep up with that, to keep up with new protocols and things. She helps our nurses keep abreast of all the certifications, keep abreast of all the new information. So we're thrilled. And she also heads up our stroke team. And this is May, National Stroke Month. We cannot talk about stroke enough.
That's the kind of thing
That we just need to continue to talk about, educate about. Sometimes it is literally children who see a grandparent, for example, experiencing symptoms, who are the smartest ones to call 911. So we're going to keep talking about it. We're going to get to be fast and some of our other stroke education, but I want Sarah to be able to talk a little bit about herself.
All right, well, Sarah, welcome. It's terrific to have you here. So let's start with a little bit of background, where you're from and some of your education and what got you into the specialty part of medicine that you're in.
All right. Well, good morning. And I was born and raised in Wayland, so a small little town south of here. And I started out in the ambulance crew there. That's what actually got me into the medical field. So I had that interesting introduction to healthcare and in the emergency world. And then I transitioned to become a nurse. So that's where my nursing degree started. I went to school at MCC for my associate's degree. Then I went to University of Rochester for my bachelor's degree, Roberts Wesleyan for my master's degree, and I have my doctoral degree.
When you first got into nursing, did you see yourself in a management position? Did you ever think you'd be overseeing other people like that?
I don't think anybody starts off in nursing and wants to be, you know, the strive for the stars kind of thing. But I did transition through all the ranks as a floor nurse, as a charge nurse, as a supervisor, manager of a department. And I've always had a love for education. So that's what brought me full circle and why I got my doctoral degree, so I could teach.
So as a clinical nurse coordinator, just tell us a little bit about what that job entails. Laura talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, so I have a clinical nurse educator and stroke coordinator role. I do both. I educate the acute care nurses and nursing assistants and anyone really in the nursing division. I help grow their role, introduce them to their role in orientation, and work on their skills as they are in their role. And then as a stroke coordinator, like Laura told you, kind of coordinating all of the stroke initiatives and going out doing community education, as well as making sure that our program has what it needs.
Was there any particular thing that led you down the path towards stroke care?
Yes, both of my grandmothers actually had strokes. And so it's been one of those near and dear to my heart topics. And watching them go through the process and how they rehabbed and all of that effect on the family.
Yeah.
It's been one of those topics that's near and dear to me.
So let's start with our definition first. What is a stroke?
So there are two types of strokes. You can have a clot, or it's called an ischemic stroke, and that is when a clot actually lodges itself in a vessel in your brain, or you can have a bleed, which is a hemorrhagic stroke, and that's the other type. So
is ischemic, is that what they call a mini stroke sometimes?
Not necessarily. You can have, so a mini stroke is a trans ischemic stroke, and that is when a clot or a bleed takes place in the brain, but the symptoms last a short time. So they come and then they resolve themselves. So that actually builds you up to a bigger potential stroke. So never, even if the symptoms go away, you don't want to ignore the symptoms of the stroke.
What causes these clots or bleeding?
Well, the big risk factors are smoking, high blood pressure, blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of those predispositions of genetics. So those are the big ones. It can be a little bit of everything.
What's nice, though, if you can say there's something nice about strokes,
right,
is that many of these are modifiable risk factors. So we talk about that a lot on the show. That's why we're here. If it was pure genetics, if Sarah had to say, well, my grandmother's had strokes, so I guess I'm destined,
right,
then we wouldn't even bother to educate. But the fact of the matter is you can change behaviors. You can lose weight. You can make sure that your blood pressure, your hypertension is managed, those chronic conditions. We certainly know there's a link between diabetes and ultimately having, you know, being at risk for some of these same factors in terms of a stroke. So there are several things that we can do that are within our control. And the biggest part of it is sort of like we always talk about sort of know your numbers, how important it is to know if you have high blood pressure, to know where your cholesterol is. There are obviously medication management. So there's also behavioral change that we can make. Also so proud that we're at a place at Geneva General where we'll talk a little about this, about as being a designated stroke center, what that means, but also that we have our acute rehab unit that's been here to talk about. We have that continuum of care to provide rehab, to care for people post-stroke care when people do need to relearn, whether it's speech. We've had Janice here talking about speech therapies. We also have a stroke support group on the second Tuesday. It's free at the ARU from 3 to 4, and we do free blood pressure checks. So we offer free blood pressure checks 1 to 3 prior to that stroke support group. So take advantage of these opportunities to be constantly sort of vigilant for yourself. But I want to hear a little bit more from Sarah, too, about the stroke center and what it means.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the accreditation from the Joint Commission. It was a pretty involved thing. What's involved in getting that accreditation?
There are many team members involved and lots of data collection, as well as working with the entire team to make sure that we are meeting the set expectations that they have and making sure we're reaching all of those benchmarks and really making sure the team understands what that benchmark is. So one of the prevention strategies is stopping smoking. So that is something that we look at, that our patients come in, and if they have a stroke-like symptom, if they smoke, that we have educated them to stop smoking or help them stop smoking if they would like to. So there's a lot of pieces that come in with data collection, and our team looks at all of the data to see how we're doing and how we can improve, and then go from there.
Treatment of stroke has improved tremendously, but it's vitally, vitally important to get in as fast as possible. And let's talk about that acronym FAST, referring to some of the things to watch for.
We have started using BFAST, which is the letters BEFAST. So we're going to be fast when we recognize the symptoms of stroke. And what that stands for is the B is balance. If you're having balance issues, that's one of the signs or symptoms. E, if you have a loss of vision or blurry vision. The F stands for facial drooping. So if you have any facial drooping in one side or the other. A is arms. So if you have weakness in one side of your body or another, or any issues that you think. And then you have the S, which is speech. If you have trouble speaking, if you can't get out the words. And then T is time. So get to the emergency department as soon as possible. Call 911 and make sure that you can get to medical help as fast as you can.
And you talked about the S, speech. I remember this from a public service announcement several years ago. Very often when someone's experiencing a stroke, they're not able to communicate it themselves, and that's why it's so critical to be observant of these possible signs in others.
Absolutely. And I do a lot of work with middle school and high school kids at career days, and stroke is one of the topics that I talk about, and helping them understand be fast, because like we said, it's usually the kids that are there with a grandparent or another loved one that could see those signs or symptoms and know to call 911.
So what is the, or go ahead, Laura.
I was going to say, and one of the reasons a time window is so important, people just don't recognize this. One, don't try to drive yourself. Just call 911. I just remind people of that. Secondly, that window is very, very critical, and that's why being a stroke center is so important, because we have a door to CT time to really check and be seeing what is happening. We also have the, depending on the type of stroke it is it ischemic, is it hemorrhagic, the treatment would be potentially different. And we want to get that information as quickly as we can, because there is really a limited time in which those clot-busting drugs, it's called TPA, there's sort of a limited time in which that can even be effective in hoping to stop or reverse the symptomology that we see. So you really have a limited time window. And we've in the past always talked about that sort of being in like that 3-hour window. So you can imagine if you're sort of saying, is this happening? I'm not sure how I feel. I'm feeling a little off. Is, by the time you debate that at home, you're losing time.
Yeah.
And we just want to emphasize for people, let experts, because we have the tools, we have the expertise, and we have the diagnostics to be able to actually do that diagnostics. You know what? What is the worst thing of showing up and finding out good news? Nothing.
Yeah.
So we just want to remind people of that.
So that leads into my next question, which is the treatment. So talk about these drugs that can be administered if someone, again, gets in quickly.
When a patient comes to the emergency department with signs or symptoms of a stroke, we take them back to have a brain scan or a CT of their head to see whether they have a clot in their brain or a bleed in their brain. And if they have a clot in their brain, that's when we give the medication Alteplase if they meet the criteria. So not everybody can meet the criteria, and that's up for the physicians to understand and know and figure out if they meet that criteria or not. And then they can receive that medication if they do. And that starts breaking out the clot and hopefully dissolving some of that. Other than that, they have the ability to go in at tertiary care centers and retrieve the clot through surgical procedures. And hemorrhagic strokes, it's a conversation of how big the stroke is and if they need to have surgery at that point.
All right, Sarah, we're out of time for this visit. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the certification and running a good ship there. Obviously, the stroke center is a big part of what Finger Lakes Health does.
We have a great team.
All right, Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you, Tad.
Keep bringing me those good guests. We enjoy them. It's 8:52 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News, and a little bit thundershowery around, so be careful.